Ricardo's Corner comes around again tomorrow morning at 9:10 with the Musers in the Morning, Dunham and Miller, on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
How'd you know it?
All right, we are wrapping up for today from out here at the AAC. We are about less than 10 minutes away from puck droppage inside here for the start of tonight's playoff game between the Stars and Snowball. Big Dick Hunter, I believe, is standing by.
How's it going, Hardline?
Doing good. How are you?
Oh, doing well. It's great to talk to you guys.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Sorry, I missed your gig Saturday night, Rhines. I went out to see Petty Theft, but that I thought the band would be playing till 2, and it was like 1:30, and no more rocking.
Nope, no more rocking.
You got me all done.
We got done about, I don't know, 1 or so, I think.
How was it? I heard you dropped the guitar.
Yeah, I did.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Did you drop it, or were you trying to smash it? Now, be honest.
I was trying to smash
it. Okay, that's what I thought. Well, that'll get me to go to the next one, then.
But I did that so wrong that it didn't even scratch it.
That's probably a good thing.
I was so bad at that. Anyway, it's none the worse for the wear.
He was trying to spin it around his neck like the guy in Cinderella.
Like Yngwie Malmsteen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before that, the reason I couldn't get out there any earlier is I had to go to the Dallas Desperados game. I got to tell this story tonight because, as fate would have it, I was sitting right behind Charles Haley, and my cell phone rang, and I think Grego was calling to offer me some funding.
Because he was sitting right across. And Charles Haley was sitting right in front of Big Dick. And so I called him during a break, and I was going to get it funded for $100. But you know what he had to do, Rhines?
What?
He had to bang Charles Haley and the dude he was with head together. Remember, like, we were going to get Mike and Dion to
right,
do that time?
Right.
Man, I'd have done that for free to Mike and Dion. I don't know about Chuck Haley. Plus, the guy that was sitting next to him was so short, I don't know if I could have gotten their heads to him.
It would have been tough.
Yeah.
Because Chuck Haley, it this way, Rhines, he hadn't, since he's retired, working out hadn't been real high on his priority list.
Is he big?
I bet he weighs over 300 pounds.
No.
He was having a hard time fitting in and out of his seat.
Easy.
I watched him because he kind of slid into it.
He was lean.
Lean, not anymore.
Mm-mm.
He's big.
Well, he was in coaching last year.
Yeah, with Detroit.
Or the year before last.
Yeah.
Maybe not last year, but the year before last
he was.
Yeah, 2 years ago he was.
I went back and listened to you guys, Grego, on the broadcast, talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he sound so depressed? He kept talking about how
he's got to get his life together and there were things he had to do.
That guy's a mess.
Boy, he
would like it.
Who interviewed him?
Me and George. We had him on during the third quarter.
So unsolicited, he would tell you this, how he needs to get his life together?
You know, George just threw out the generic, hey, what's been going on? He goes, well, you know, there's a lot of things personal in my life I've got to get taken care of, and I'm not really sure what I've got to do, and I've got to find myself.
Yeah, like George knew something, and that's what he was getting at.
Yeah.
He brought it up like 3 times.
Wow.
It was. What?
Thank you.
Hey, Corby?
Yes.
Have you seen your guy's guide thing yet?
No, I haven't. No.
Well, you're going to find it interesting because I was just looking at it for the first time, and the ticket chick that you're with.
Uh-huh. She's showing nip?
Well, no, but the gel pads that she used to stuff her bikini top are coming out.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And it's in my picture?
Yeah, and it looks like you're laughing about it.
You might have been.
Yeah. Did you realize
that? Yeah, it might have been this laugh right here, in fact.
Did you realize that she was using those enhancers?
To be honest with you, I don't even remember who I was taking pictures with.
Robbie?
I pay so little attention to women, Richard, that I don't notice boobs hanging out or anything.
Yeah.
However, I notice wheezes.
So I hear our guy's guide is all new.
Yeah, I think it's really good. I like the
all new.
Totally new. Yeah, totally. I like the new format because it's big like a magazine.
Oh, that's good.
I think it's better than pamphlet size.
Pamphlets always seem so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was. Why do you think we did it?
The pictures are bigger and it's easier to read.
Did you have Dennis Hoff on the other night to talk about Vince Neil?
No, but I had talked to him about that before. I talked to him actually right when it happened. And he took Vince Neil's side. He had to terminate the employment of that hooker over that incident because...
Was it Air Force Amy?
No, that's one of his stars.
Richard, you need to capitalize on this guest, the friendship that you've made with these porno guys when their names come up in the news. He should have been guest number one that night.
Well, if he hadn't addressed the very issue on our show 6 months ago, we would have.
Well,
that was 6 months ago.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Maybe we'll give him a call tonight and see if he'll come on and talk about it. I loved his quote about how no friend of his pays for sex out there. See, that's one of the benefits of being his buddy.
I mean, I guess. Free AIDS.
No, sir.
So what about you? Does that include you?
I would think it would.
So you can go out there and get free nook?
Yeah, I'll bet he would let me do that. Sure. He did it for... I passed my opportunity on to Big Dave, and he took advantage of it. So, yeah, I would think so.
Gross.
Why don't you do that?
Boy, that girl, she spun the wheel and lost that night, didn't she?
So he actually had sexual intercourse with one of those girls?
Yeah, Air Force Amy.
And did he wear protection?
Did she live to tell about it?
Yeah, she was smiling about it afterward. I hung out with both of them for a little bit.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, took their picture together.
What a rough life being a whore.
Would you like to be a whore in the Old West, Corby?
I don't think so.
When Big Dave shows up?
Yeah, at the saloon.
With his free gift certificate?
Yeah, I mean... One thing, you're going to have sex with Big Dave, but he's going to come in waving a free comp. He's going to really get paid for it. Well, where were you when that girl walked by? Look at that blonde.
Probably couldn't have reached her.
Yeah, all right, more of such talk later on tonight on the P1 Wild Ass Circus. 2 minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds. Or until we determine that your stories become tiresome, whichever happens first, start whatever you have to say with the words.
It's not a word.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these 6 simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the 2 minute drill. Go. You're on the 2 minute drill. Go.
Ha! Hey, do you know what's the name of that afternoon show, Neil and Bob, or is that just what they do?
You're on the 2 minute drill. Go.
I think the course.
You're on the 2 minute drill. Go.
Hey.
You're on the 2 minute drill. Go.
Hey, yes, I think.
You're on the 2 minute drill. Go. You're on the 2 minute drill. Go.
McDowell's defense for driving in the HOV lane could be simply that all of the occupants in that lane.
You're on the 2 minute drill. Go.
And are you?
You're on the 2 minute drill. Go. You're on the 2 minute drill. Go.
I think that Devin chick that Culver was talking to was actually Devin Pike. He had been talking about a major surgical procedure.
You're on the 2 minute drill and you got the last word. Go. Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Kern out here twisting and tweaking.
Kinda.
Yes, sorta.
Kinda.
Thanks to Mike Ray Davies and Eric out here on the promotions front. The ticket chick's on duty today. Brittany and Jessica.
Tremendo.
Yeah, Tremendo. Thanks to everyone who dropped by out here at the AAC today. Back at the mothership, thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Barb Smith, Psycho Dave, and Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. And thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now stay tuned. Coming up next, the top 10, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Live from Chicken Express in Weatherford. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
Jimmy, Frito, Jerry.
Michael?
This is The Ticket. KGCK Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK Sherman-Denison. KTDK Sanger.